Mishnayis Shvius, we're up to Perakei, Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzer Moicher Chomesh Kade Shemin, Vichamesh Esre Kade Yain. Hayoitzer means the one that makes barrels that you could store oil or you can store wine in. So he's allowed to sell 5 barrels for somebody to store his oil in, and 15 barrels for somebody to store his wine on in Shvius. In other words, this is the amount that a person has the right to collect, like to take home on Shvius, to say he's not using it for storage or for sale, but he's using it for his own private use. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to somebody 5 barrels for shemen and 15 barrels for wine. Shekein darka lohavim in a hefker. This is a normal manner of how much a person brings home, like from the fields, that he collected from hefker to use for himself, and therefore it's mutter on Shvius. What about v'yemhevi yoisimikon? Let's say somebody comes and says he has more oil. He needs more than 5 barrels for his oil. The locher is mutter. Then you're still allowed to sell to him more. In other words, even though lechatchila somebody doesn't take more than this, but if he does, then you're allowed to sell to him even more barrels. U'moicher la'goi ba'oritz u'liyisrael b'chutzloritz. You're allowed to sell to a goy as many barrels as he wants, even in Eretz Yisrael, because the guy could work as much as he wants on Shvius. And you could sell to Jews in Chutz Loretz, because in Chutz Loretz there's no issa Shvius. They could also make as much as they want. Therefore, in Chutz Loretz is mutter. And the chiddush is that we're not afraid maybe the guy will go later and sell it back to the Jews that are choshed on Shvius. We're not afraid for that. Mishniches. Beishamai Oimer. Beishamai says, Lo yimcha lo yporo choreshes bashvius. You're not allowed to sell to somebody that we're afraid maybe he'll work on Shvius. You can't sell him a poro, a cow, that is used, choreshes, that is used for plowing. Because we're afraid, like you've been lefneiver or mesela dvar veira, because of you he's going to plow on Shvius. Well, Beisilu matir, Beisil says, no, it's mutter. Since, why? Mishnah explains why. Mifneishu yochol shochtei. Because the person that buys it, we don't know for sure he's using it to work with on Shvius. It could be he's using it to shecht, to teed it. Therefore, even in Asafik, there's no whistle of the evil like here, you're allowed to sell it to him. And the same thing, moichel loy peiros afilu b'shasa zera. You're allowed to sell somebody fruits, even if at the time, though, that some people may take out the seeds to plant it now. Still, you're allowed to, because you have a right to say he's not going to use it to seed it now, but rather teed these fruits. U'mashu loy sosoi. You're also allowed to lend to him. Sosa means a measuring, that you measure out the soft tfua. And we do not say that he's going to use it right now, like to measure out his tfua, to put it away the oitzer, but rather use it for things that are mutter. Afo pi shiyodeh shiyesh la gurin. Even though we know he has, like a gurin, he has a lot of tfua in the fields, and he has to put it away for an oitzer, still we're not afraid he's going to use it now, the dvar vera. But, and also, uperit loy mois, you're allowed to exchange money for him. If he gives you a big bill, you're allowed to exchange it and give it to him small money. Even though you know he has workers, and it's possible that these workers worked on Shvius, and the person wants to pay him now for the work they did on Shvius, which is also, still you're allowed to, because it's not for sure he's going to use it for that purpose. Maybe he's going to use it for a purpose that's mutter. And therefore the Mishnah says, though, v'chulon v'feirush asurin. But if the person speaks out clearly he wants it for these things that are also, if he speaks out clearly he wants the money to give his problem that work now on Shvius, then for sure it's also to do any one of these things. It's only mutter according to Beisilu, because we have a doubt whether he's going to use it Liyisa or not. So maybe since he may use it Leheter, therefore it's mutter. But if he says clearly he wants it Liyisa, then it's also. Yemishne Tes. Masheles Isha Lechaverto HaChashud al HaShvius, that one lady is allowed to lend to a friend, even though this Isha is Choshud, we're afraid that she does things wrong on Shvius, still she's allowed to lend her Napo v'chavro asif, v'rechayim and a grinder, v'taner and an oven. And even though these things could be used l'Isser, still we say no, could be she's going to use it only for Heter. Therefore, you're allowed to lend her these things. And we'll see later, it's Mishum Darke Sholem. But the Mishnah says, Avoloi Sovur, but you're not allowed to, like a burr, to check, take out the psalus, the bad parts of the tour from the good parts. v'loititchan imo, you're not allowed to grind with her. In other words, you're not allowed to do the actual work you're not allowed to do on the peris or shvius. Because these things are done by Isser, since she's working now on the peris that grew on shvius by Isser, therefore you're not allowed to help her, you're not allowed to be misayeya, help her to advar vera. Now, Eishes Chover, the wife of a Chover, of a Tam Chochom, Ma'ashelesh, she's allowed to lend. Le'eshes Amoritz, to the wife of an Amoritz, again, Napo, Kvoro, this type of a sieve. Uvoireres, now she's allowed to even check out, take out the bad parts of the Tfuam. Ve'toichen, she could also grind with her. Omurakedis Imo. Now, Murakedis is also a type of a sifting, that you sift the Kemach, the flour, in a Napo. Now these things you're allowed to do, because we say most Amoraksim, they do take off Trumas and Maisros. So therefore, since it's only a chash of Dumai Midrabonin, you're allowed to do these, you're allowed to work with them. This is not talking about Hilchas Shvius, this is talking about Hilchas Maiser. Avo Mishetatel Hamayim, but once you put the water into the flour, and now it's like a matzah where it's chayiv and chalo, now loisiga etzli, not going to help her at all. Because now she is Tomei like the Amoritz, and she's going to make the Chala Tomei, and that's an Avera. So this is the Klal, Shein Machzik in Yedei Ovri Avera. You're not allowed to help along somebody that's doing an Avera. Now the Chula, in all these cases that we said she's allowed to borrow or lend, Loi Omru Ela Mipnei Darkei Sholem. The Heter was only said because of Darkei Sholem. In other words, in cases where if she doesn't lend her, the other one will feel bad. That's where you have this heter. But if it's not a question of Darkei Sholem on your own will, you want to lend it to her, you should not do it. Because still, there's a chash, maybe you'll be misayayam, or yidei oivy avera. Bomarzikin yidei goyim bashrius. You'll have to help along, and there's give a yashikayach to a goy. If you see him working on shrius, you'll have to be mechazikin. Because the goyim, they are allowed to work on shrius. Avoloi yidei Yisrael. But of course, if you see a Jew working on Shvius and the Karka, that's also, you're not allowed to be Mechazikim. V'yishayalim b'shleimon, but you're allowed to ask a goy, like give him Shalom Aleichem, mipnei Darkei Sholem, because of Darkei Sholem, they should not come to hate us. Now, Perek Shishi. First Mishnah says, Shaloish arotzois lashvius. There are three different, like, boundaries, three different lands, nogei to the halachas of Shvius. Now, Kol Shech Ziku Oile Bovel. And this was the May Ezra and Chemya, when they went up to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So by the second Kibush, so Kol Shech Ziku Oile Bovel, Mi Eretz Yisrael, the Ad Kiziv, which is from Eretz Yisrael, Kol Eretz Yisrael on the south side, Ad Kiziv, is Loinechav Loinevod. Here you're not allowed to eat the Paris of Shvius. So some learn Loinechav means if you work to be Isser, you're not allowed to eat the peris, or else after the Zman Habir, you're not allowed to eat these peris, and you're not allowed to work on the Karka. In other words, these lands for sure has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're not allowed to work in the Karka on Shrius. But what about the Chol Sheher Ziku Olam Mitzrayim? What about the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Mitzrayim Yoshua? When they went into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it. But later, by the Kibbush Sheni, they did not conquer those lands. And which is Mikiziv v'yad Hanor v'yad Amono, from Kiziv up until Hanor and up until Amono. So these lands are Nechal. You are allowed to eat the fruits, even though it was grown on Shvius, or else even though after it's the Zman Habir, because these lands we hold Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita v'loy Kitchel Asalavai. So the first Kedusha was bottled, and since Olei Bavod did not conquer these lands, it does not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael on it. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the land, the peris. But midrabbanan, there's alocha b'loy nevod. Still, midrabbanan, though, since it looks like Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to work on the karka there. What about min hanor u'me'amonu u'lifnim necho v'nevod? These lands, the chlal do not have kedushas Eretz Yisrael, even midrabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to work there on shvius on the in the karka. Mishnah Beis. Oisin v'tolish v'Suria. In Suria, that was a land that David HaMelech made a kibush captured, and this time holds now kibush yochid loishim a kibush. It does not have a loch like Eretz Yisrael.
and therefore you're allowed to do work on the peiros if you already picked it off the ground. If you picked off the, once it's cut off from the ground, you're allowed to like gather it together. You're allowed to do work in the peiros itself, which are peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael on Shvius. You would not be allowed to do these type of work, but since it grew in Syria, you're allowed to. Avoloi b'mechuber, but you're not allowed to do work to these peiros when they're still attached to the ground midrabbanan. And therefore, doshin, not to make disha on these tua, v'zer, not to b'zer, throw into the wind, v'dorchin, like step on it, umamrin, to make bundles out of it. But these are all malachas that are done betolush. Avoloi koitzrin, we're not allowed to cut these down on a large abundance to use for sale. V'loi boitzrin, you can't gather them together. That koitzrin goes on tua, and boitzrin goes on grapes. For loy moiskin, you can't gather together a lot of olives. Klal lomer Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva said a klal like this, that koil, kol shekayitze boi mutter b'Eretz Yisrael, any type of a malacha that is mutter to do midi raisa in Eretz Yisrael, oisa nois of Assyria. You should know, even midi rabbonin, you're allowed to do it in Syria. In other words, this avoide betolosh, which midiraisa it's mutter, it's only yosem midirabonin in Eretz Yisrael. So in Syria they did not make this gezerah. Mishnah Gimel, v'tzolim shayordu aleihem gishomim v'tzimchu. You have these onions that were growing in the sixth year, and now on Shemitah it rained and it let it grow. It grew a little bit because of this. So that's called that shayordu aleihem gishomim. The rain came down on Shemitah v'tzimchu and it grew a little bit. So it depends. If the leaves of it were a little bit black, asurin, then we say it's also. But hariko, they got a little bit green, then we say harelu mutarin, then they are mutar. So the pshat is like this. If at the beginning of like Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, you find out that these leaves are shechirin, which means they're very fresh, they're still growing, so then we say that on Shvius it grew a little bit. Since it grew on Shvius, so it has a lacha k'dusha Shvius on it, and that's mevatol the rest of it that was there from before, and therefore this whole onion now has k'dusha Shvius on it. But hariku means it started to wither away. It's not growing fast. It's not growing better. It's on its way down. So then we say whatever grows now on Shvius is not literally growing off the ground. It's only like me'avira k'rabi. Therefore, it doesn't have a lach that grew on Shemitah, and therefore the kedusha, it has no kedushas shvius. That's the lashon of hariku hare elu mutarin. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Haimer, im yecholin litolish biolin shalehen, if you could pick it up, but if you could like uproot it out of the ground because of holding on to the top leaves, is asur, then it's asur. Okineged kain, and just like this, moitsoi shvius mutarin. If this happens on Motsoi Shvius, then it's mutter. So again, this means that if the leaves are that strong that you could pick up the onions out of the ground by holding on to its leaves, so then we say it is going to grow, or it is growing on Shvius, and therefore it's asur. That's lachim yecholim litolish b'olin shalein is asurim. Then we consider as if some part of it grew on Shemitah itself, and therefore it has kedushas Shvius on it. Now, kineged kain, just like this, it means moitzoi shvius mutarin. The portion set means that really the vegetable, this onion, grew on the sixth year. Just you picked it out of the ground, and then you put it into the ground again on Shemitah. And it grew a little bit. And then you picked it up, and now on the eighth year, moitzoi shvius, again you're putting it into the ground. So again, if it grew a little bit now on moitzoi shvius, we say what this growth, what grew now a little bit, is mevato what grew on Shemitah. And therefore, it would remain mutarim. That's as loch of ukineget kain, moitsoi shvius mutarim. If this happened, like for moitsoi shvius, it would be mutar. Because we say then it's true, it's growing now still, but what grew now, moitsoi shvius, that's novato, what was here from before, what grew on shvius itself. Mishnah Dalet. Mei mosai mutar odom likach yerek be moitsoi shvius. When is a person allowed to go down and buy vegetables on Moitzoi Shvius, means right after Shemitah? In other words, when do you have a right to say that these peiros are no more peiros Shvius, but rather they're peiros of Moitzoi Shvius? So the Mishnah says, Mishayaseh ki yaitzevoi. If it would be possible, if somebody first planted these vegetables after Shemitah, that it would be finished growing. Now, Osar HaBakir Hutar Ofil. Once a place, even though that place grows very fast, when that place is finished growing its vegetables, then it's mutter to buy vegetables any place, even in places that there it takes longer for the vegetables to grow. And the pshat is because maybe they brought their vegetables from this other city that there it finished already. So since it's possible to say these vegetables grew after Shemitah, therefore we say it's mutter. So therefore it's the lashon of osah habechir hutar ofil. However, Rebbe hitir, Rebbe was matir likach yorek v'moitzoi shvius miyad. Rebbe said, no, you're allowed to buy vegetables right away on moitzoi shvius, and we're not afraid they were grown on Shemitah itself. And there are two pshatim in Rebbe. Either Rebbe holds that most of the vegetables around by moitzoi shvius really came from chutz lorets, because in Eretz Yisrael they didn't plant and it was finished already. So most of them that they had around was from chutz lorets. Therefore, you have a right to say the vegetable you're buying now comes from chutz lorets. It does not have kedusha shvius. Real some of us want to say no. Miyad means like a day or two later, that it's possible for vegetables to grow in a day or two. Now the pshat of Tanakama that he says no, you have to wait until moitzoi shvius, until the other ones can grow. So here also, either the time is because we are told, or we say that the vegetables you're buying now are the ones that grew after Shemitah, or else even if they were the ones that were growing on Shemitah, however we say they grew more now on Moitzoi Shvius, and therefore the heter, what grew more, is Mevatol, what was here from before. Like we'll see later on in Mishnah and later, there's such a svara of Bittel. Now Mishnah Hey, it says, Ein Moitzien Shemen Sreifa Operis Shvius Mehoretz L'chutz Loretz. You're not allowed to take out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz Peiris of Shvius. It means fruits that were grown in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah that have Kedusha Shvius on it. You're not allowed to take these fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing applies to Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa, that's all the years, which means if you have Truma, let's say, that the Truma became Tomei, so there's a mitzvah to burn it. That's called Shemen Sreifa, the Shemen of Truma, that there's a mitzvah to burn it. So you're supposed to burn it in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you're not allowed to take it outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim say that Pshita Truma Tahira, also you're not allowed to take out to Chutz Loretz. Because that's Pshita, when you bring it out to Chutz Loretz, it becomes Tomei, there's Tumas Amin. The Chiddush is though, Shemen Sreifa, which is Tomei anyway, so here maybe, since it does not become Tomei outside more, it should be Mutter. That's the Chiddush, no, there's the Mitzvah Sreifa, that should be burnt in Eretz Yisrael itself. Some say truth is only midrabanan that you should make the sreifa in Eretz Yisrael. The same thing applies to Peir Shvius. Since there's a mitzvah zbir, like we'll learn about later on, that when there's kola by the peiros in the soda, that there's no more peiros for the chayis to eat it. But, so then there's a mitzvah of beer, take it out of your house, and that has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the peiros should be in Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of beer. Then the Mishnah ends off at Omer Rabbi Shimon. Shomati beferish, I heard clearly, Shemoitzian leSuria, that you're allowed to take out either Shemen Sreifa or Peirish Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Suria. His yield for this halacha, Suria is like Eretz Yisrael, but Vien Moitzian leChutz Loretz. You're not allowed to take out these Peirish of Shvius or Shemen Sreifa from Suria, you're not allowed to take it out to Chutz Loretz. Nevertheless, we do not hold like Reb Shimon. We hold that Suria Kibush Yochid Loishime Kibush. It's not considered like Eretz Yisrael, so also the Yosef to take Shemen Sreifa Perishriyos from Eretz Yisrael to Suria. Now the Rashi asks a question here, like our Mishnah says, Tam, you can't take out Perishriyos from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. Now in the Gemara in Psochem and Afnun Dalid, and Afnun Beis, there it's a machlekes, if you take the Perish outside into Chutz Loretz, when it comes to Mana beer, could you make the beer in Chutz Loretz or not? And then we pass on halacha, you can make the beer wherever the peiros are. So how come here the Mishnah says, Tam, you're not allowed to take it out? So Rashi answered that even according to that man, the Yama, that if the peiros are taken out into Chutz Loretz, and it comes to Zman HaBir, that you're allowed to be Mevayir or take it out of your house there, however, L'chatchila, everybody agrees that it's also to take the peiros from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. So according to the Pshat, you have to know what the heter is, when they sell a sregim, they take a sregim that has kedushas shvius on it, and they sell it in chutz lorets. What's that to bring these pears outside from Eretz Yisrael into chutz lorets? The Mishnah Vov, ein mevi'in truma mi chutz lorets lorets. You're not allowed to bring in truma from chutz lorets into Eretz Yisrael. And the reasons brought down is because we're afraid the kahanim from Eretz Yisrael will run like outside Eretz Yisrael to try and get the truma there. Because the truma that's like made in chutz lorets, the bailim there do not have to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. They can give it to the kahanim living around there. So therefore the kahanim in Eretz Yisrael want it, so that we're afraid they'll go outside Eretz Yisrael. And we don't want them to go outside Eretz Yisrael because we're afraid they'll become tomei. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring the peiros of chutz, a truma of chutz lorets into Eretz Yisrael. And on this Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shimon said that Shomati b'feirish, I heard clearly, Shemeviyin misuria, that you're allowed to bring the truma from Surya into Eretz Yisrael. V'yein meviyin michutz lorets, and you're not allowed to bring the peiros of trumas of chutz lorets into Surya. Again, Rabbi Shimon holds for these halachas, Surya is also considered like Eretz Yisrael. Then Perek Zayin. First Mishnah says, Klal Godol Omru Bashvius. This is the great general rule that was said about Shvius, that Kol Shomai Cholodim, anything that's edible by a person, even though it's only edible idea at Chak, it's hard to eat it, still it has Kedusha Shvius on these pears. Omai Cholodim, the same thing if it's food that's fit for your animal to eat, and when it grows on Shvius in Eretz Yisrael, it has Kedusha Shvius on it. It could be some grass, some things you use to dye with, to make dye different colors. Also, it has Kedusha Shvius, even though it's not edible. But since the time when you have enjoyment from it, it's misbayer, it gets destroyed, it's like the enjoyment of eating. Just like when you eat it, you destroy it. Here also, when you use it for dye, you destroy it. Therefore, it has Kedusha Shvius. Now, v'yein miskayin boretz, something that does not stay in the ground throughout the whole year, if you just let it stay there, if you don't pull it off or right away, so such a thing has Kedusha Shvius, negated to the mitzvahs of beer. That's the mitzvahs of beer, that when it comes a time that there's no more fruits in the fields, then you have to take out from what you have in your house. But if there be something that would be miskayim in the grounds the whole year, then there would not be the mitzvahs of beer. But the Mishnah says on these things, yesh lo shvius, it has Kedusha Shvius on these fruits, on what grows, even though it's only a Maichalodah, Maichabhemah, or Ludom of Shvius. If you sell these fruits or these food, the money you receive in return also has Kedusha Shvius. And Yesh Loi Beer, that these pears, there's a Zman of beer, like we'll learn about, when it's finished in the fields, there's nothing left for the Chayis Asoda, you have to take out what you have in your house. Or Ludom of Beer, if you sold the pears and the money you have, but you buy with this money also, when it comes to Zman of Beer, you have to take it out. The Ezoi, what are these things now? Ze Alei Haluf Hashoita. In other words, these are the food that a person could eat, even though it's not miyuchud, it's not good for a person. It's only a day at chak. That's this leaf of the luf, a wild luf. The Alei Hadano, also this type of a leaf. The Ulshin, some say that's endives. The Akarishin is some type of beans. The Argilo, another type of a growth. The Neitz HaCholov, and a white type of innate, now, umaycha behema, what are type of foods of maycha behema that has kedusha shvius? Ha-choychim v'ha-dardorim v'minhat-ir. Even though these are types of thorns, still, since camels eat them, it has kedusha shvius. V'minhat-tzevim, what's something that has a dye on it? That means svichei istis v'koitza. Means svichim shomin esav, that you make from these things type of dye for trellis, for koitza, also grass that you make red dye from. Yeshlem shvius, these things have shvius, kedusha shvius on them, or ledmeyem shvius, if you sell them, and the money you receive in return also has kedusha shvius on the money, and yeshlem beer, it comes the time you have to take it out of your house, or ledmeyem beer. And if you sold it, the money you receive also has this inyan to be mavayir when it comes to zman habir. Mishneh Beis, V'yoid Klal Acher Omru. There's another rule that was said about Hilchos Shvius, and that is, well, it's a question of the Girsa right now, but our Girsa is Kol She'enoi Maichel Odom, something which is not food for a person. O Maichel Behemah, it's not food for an animal. it's not something that they die with. Umiskayim boretz, however, these things is miskayim, does stay in the ground the whole year. So now, in the Mishnah says, yesh lo shviyas, there is kedusha shviyas on these things, uledom of shviyas, and if you sell it, the money you receive back also has kedusha shviyas on it. Skurud means these things have to have a shem hoichel. Maybe it's not miyuchad lo meichel adam, but it's something that's fit that could be eaten. Therefore, it has kedusha shviyas. However, ein lo beer, something that's miskayim boretz, that stays in the ground the whole year, so there never comes a time when you do not have it up for the chayas hasodam. Therefore, ein lo beer, there's not a mitzvah to take it out of your house when it comes a zman when there's no more in the fields. And therefore, v'yem l'dom of beer, even the money you sell, also has the money you receive, has no din beer on it. Because since these things stay the whole year round on the fields, it's never considered kolo b'chayis shevesoda. Then the Mishnah explains, Eizehu, where's the case that's called dover ha-meskayim boretz, that ikir haluf ha-shreitah. Iker means the roof of this tree, the luf, a wild one. The Iker ha dandana, and the roots of this growth called dandana. The ha'akrabonim, that's also a type of a growth. The ha'chalvitzin, and the ha'buchriya, all these things are considered things that stays in the ground the whole year. Now, mimin ha'tsoivim, what's something that you get die from? That ha'pua v'ha'richpo, that the types of things, that grass that grows, that you have different type of dyes from them. Yeshlem shvius l'dumeim shvius, these things has kedusha shvius on them, and if you sell it, the money you receive also has kedusha shvius on them. But ein lehem beer, but there's never a mitzvah to take these things out of your house, because these things never get finished, so that there should be no more for the chayis shevasoda. Then Rabbi Meir says, the mehen, the value, if you sold it, the money you received back, mizbarim ad Rosh Hashanah, it has to be destroyed, taken out by Rosh Hashanah of the Shminas. And on this omula, the Chum said back to Rabbi Meir, a nibir, you do not have to be mevayir, if sold, kavachoymul de mehen. The matter of the things itself, there's no mitzvah beer on, so for sure, if you sell it, then the money you receive also, you do not have to make a beer. And the Pshan Rameir is a tigzera, that when you have the money around, we're afraid maybe, that you don't realize these paris, the money, maybe you think it came from Shemitah, and therefore you come to do Malach, even though it's Asa. Then Mishnah Gimel, Kalipe Rimon, that's the shell of a pomegranate, the Hanet Shaloi, that's like the flower that grows around the pitim, or else Kalipe Agoizim, the shells of Agoizim of nuts, the Hagalinim, some say that means the Garinim, the pits of fruits, Yeshlem shvius. These things have kedusha shvius on them, or the dimehen shvius. And if you sell them, whatever the money you receive for it also has kedusha shvius on them. And exactly the reason why the nuts of fruits have kedusha shvius. Some say because since it's like part of the fruit, and you could use it for soka for burning it, so it's the chlal the fruit. Others say we're talking about type of seeds that are edible. You can give it either to Michael Adam or Michael Behema. Therefore, it's still called a Michael. It has kedusha shvius on it. Hatzaba tzevele yatzmoi. Hatzaba means a dyer. He's allowed to dye for himself. In other words, on Shemitah, these things that grow, that you use to dye, even though it has kedusha shvius, but for your own private use, you're allowed to use it. Like we say, you're allowed to take the peris home, teat them also. The Apostle says, v'hoysa shabbos haras lachem. Vidashim is the chotzachechim, you're allowed to use it. Therefore, the dyer could dye his own things. But v'lo yitzpa b'schar, he's not allowed to dye things for pay. He can't dye other people's clothing and get payment for it, because that's an issue that the Torah says, Vidashim l'ochlo t'leil l'schar. You're not allowed to do business with pay reshrius. Here also, he cannot get money for dyeing other people's clothing. And the Mishnah says, "Shenoisin tchora beperis eshrius," because you're not allowed to do business with the peris or shrius. The same law applies v'loy babechoris, and not with an animal that's a bechor. This doesn't have to do with kedusha shrius. If you have an animal that's a bechor tahira, it's kodesh. When it comes out of the mother's stomach, the law is supposed to give it to a kain. Whether the bechor is a tam, that means it has no mum,
whether it's a baal mum, he's supposed to give it to the kohen. Because if it's a baal mum, if it's a tam, then there's a mitzvah to bring it for a korban. And if it's a baal mum, it's the mammon of the kohen. The kohen uses the money. And so that's the halacha though, but you're not allowed to do business with this bechor. The kohanim cannot go and sell it to do business with it. For leibet truma, it's the same thing. Truma, it's also wasa b'schera. For leibet nevela, you're not allowed to sell and make business with things that are also to eat, with a nevela, with a tray first, which got some room over mushroom. For leibet mushroom. For leibet lakeach, yeah. This is an issa, you're not allowed to do business with things that you're not allowed to eat. And this halacha is brought down in Yoredeia, in Simon Kuf Yitzayim, that anything that's miyuchid liachila, something that's oimit to eat, and it's treifas, zosat, eat midiraisa, there's nisa schur, and now we'll do business with it. To machoikis, some say it's nisa diraisa, some say it's only gzera, maybe you come to eat from it. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, v'lo yiyya loikeach yarkoi soder, a person should not go down on Shemitah to the field and buy vegetables, and then go to the marketplace and sell them again because you're doing it for schayra. Avalu like it, but you're allowed to go down and collect the vegetables or fruits, like we say on Shemitah. You're allowed to go down to take the fruit you need for you, food you need for yourself. And then when you take it home, your son, he's allowed to go and sell it for you. That's not called business. It's only called the fruit that you have for yourself. You can go and take it and sell for somebody else. Let's say you took for yourself and you had some left over. Again, what's left over now of the perishvias, you're allowed to sell to somebody else, but that's not called you doing business with it. Like first you took it because you thought you could eat it for yourself, and now when you see it's left over, you're allowed to sell to somebody else for money. Alright, a turnover. Mishnah Dalit. Lokach b'chor lemishte b'noi oyle regel. If a Jew, if a Yisrael bought off a kohen a b'chor, which was a baal mum that you're allowed to eat, and he bought it for the purpose to use for his mishte for the chasnin zvekin for his son, or else he bought it l'regel for a yomtiv, for leitzorach, well, then it comes out he does not need it. So the locher is muta l'mochre. He's allowed to sell it not to somebody else. That's not called business. It's called you have it, and now you don't need it. You can sell it to somebody else. Sode chaya oifais v'dogim. Sode means people that go capture hunters. That hunt chaya oifais v'dogim. Shenizdamnu lehem eminei temeim. While they were capturing these animals, of course they were looking for kosher ones. It came out, though, that they found temeim, ones that are treif. The locher is mutar l'mochrim. They're allowed to sell it now. Because, again, it's not called they're going to do business. Their business, they were working and trying to find kosher ones, oifer that you're allowed to eat. It just came out that they received also, they caught a few tenayim, so now that they have it, they're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Afmi shenesman aloi lefidarkoi. And there is somebody that came along on the road, and he came out, he had a good deal that he could get very cheap, a tomadic animal, he could buy a horse. A horse is not a question, it's not oimed lachila. But he could buy, let's say, a pig very cheap. So locher is lokeach moicher. He's allowed to buy it and then sell it. Ubilvad shaloite umunosa dekach. This can't be his business. Because again, if this is your business, it's called you're doing business, you're doing schera through behemoths that are tmeis, that you're not allowed to do. But if it just comes up that one comes in your hand, like, again, that's sort of like a hunter that he received one, now you're allowed to sell it. But v'chachomim oisa, the chomim say, no, nothing doing over here. Not like somebody that went side capturing. The day you went to capture behemoth that are tahor, so they came out to Temeyim, you're allowed to keep them ready. But over here, where you went just to get the Temeyah, here we say even a one shot, it's also to take it and then to sell it. Mishnah Hey. Lulvei Zerodim Vecharuvim. Lulvei, these are the leaves of a Zerodim, type of a tree, very soft tree. The lulvim, the lulvim is not the branches. Then v'acharuvim, like boxa, the leaves of a boxa tree, is yesh lehem shvius, ul demeim shvius. These have shvius because it's ruyim lachila. Therefore, it has Kedusha Shvius on him. And Yeshlen Beer, or Lutimeyan Beer, there's a time when there's no more left in the field, and at that time you have to take it out of your house. Exactly the mitzvah's beer we'll learn about later on. Lulve he'olo, the lulve, the leaves of this tree, the he'olo, it's a type of a tree that grows in the forest, or else the habitno, that's another type of a tree, some say it tastes like almonds, the ha'atodim, that's leaves from an octa tree, and also yechlem shvius l'udemeim shvius. The kids are, since people do eat these leaves, therefore it has kedusha shvius on them. But lein lehem beer v'lein l'udemeim beer. But these things have no beer. There's no zman when you have to take it out of your house, because these things are meskayim boritz the whole year. They never get lost. So therefore, it's never considered a time that there's no more left on the fields for the chayis. Abuliolin yeishlem beer, but for the leaves here you do have beer. As before, we're talking about the lulve, that's like the branches, but the olin, the leaves of it, this yeishlem beer mafneishem neishem yaviyim, because the leaves fall off and you don't always have the leaves. We're talking about these type of leaves that are edible, so therefore it has kedusha shvius on them. And the wadim, when they fall off and there's no more left on the tree, then it's called kolo michayis shebasodeh. Therefore, you have to take it out. This is a man habir, which we'll learn about later on. Then Mishnah Vov, haver. The Mishnah says haverid, a type of a rose. Viha koifer, viha katof, viha loitem. These are all different type of trees. Yeshlem shvius, what grows on them has a kedusha shvius, or the demayim shvius. And if you sell these things, the money you get for it also has a kedusha shvius on it. Rabbi Shimon, says. Ein la ketof shvius. No, the ketof does not have a kedusha shvius on it. Mevnei she'ein a pri. Here, that's not called a pri. It's only called eitz bialmo. It's not called a pri. Therefore, does not have kedusha shvius.
The Mishnah Zayin says like this: Vered chodesh. If we have fresh roses, true, it's from shvius, but it's fresh ones. She'kof shoy b'shemen yoshin. You are now like soaking it in older oil. Now, you want to make like perfume. So you put the smelly roses inside the oil, and you let the smell of the rose go into the oil. So locher is, you lock it as a verit. All you have to do now when it comes like this man habir is just pull out the verit. Take out the rose that has kedusha shvius on it, and the shem, the oil, remains mutta that you're allowed to still use. In other words, since it was a fresh rose, so it doesn't give off that much sense into the oil, unless it stays there a long time. Here that you pulled it out right away, we say the shemen, which was shminis or shoshishis, it was not nuklat, the tam, or the smell of the vered, therefore it has no kedusha shvius, you're allowed to use it, you don't have to take it out, there's man habir. But the opposite way, let's say the yoshen, you have an older rose, true shel shvius, but it's an older one, so therefore it's very strong. Bechodesh, that you soak it now in fresh oil, the locher is chayi babir. Here it's chayi babir, because I say the tam, the smell of this rose is so strong and it goes into the oil, therefore it's chayi babir. Even if you take out the rose, it's still the shemen itself. When it comes to zman habir, when you have to take it out of your house, you have to take this shemen out also. Charuvim chadoshim, if you have new like boxer, shekovshem b'yayin yoshen, that you are soaking in older wine, or else the Yishonim b'chodesh, the opposite way. You have older boxer, which you are soaking now in new wine, is chayovim b'bir. These things still you have a chiyuv b'bir in both cases. Because here the pshat is, these charuvim, these boxes of Shemitah, that has kedusha shvius on it, they do give off a lot of tam into the wine. So even though it's a fresh one, still it gives off tam into the wine. Therefore, even if you pull out the charuvim, the wine still has a din shmiter on it, shvius, and therefore when it comes to zman habir, you have to take this out also. This is the klal. Kol shehu b'noisein tam chayiv levayir. Anything that's a noisein tam that you taste like min b'sheina minoi, anytime it gives off tam, so it has a tam of shmiter in it, shvius in it, and therefore when it comes to zman habir, you have to take this out of your house also. Now, min b'sheinoi minoi. In other words, this last halacha applies by min b'sheinoi minoi.
That's called b'nai sintam. Like vered into shemen, they're two different things. So therefore the tam, the smell of the vered, goes into it. Now the Mishnah says, but what about the min b'minoi? Let's say oil into oil. One was shemitah, one was shviyas, one was not. Say the locher is kol shu. It asks with even a little bit, even less than shishim. Kol shu is also b'min b'minoi. Then the Mishnah repeats itself now. Shviyas oiseres kol shu b'minoi. Shviyas asks anything with the same min, but the shlei b'minoi, which is not the same min, then b'nai sin tam, then you have to have a bigger shear, the shear that would be a noisein etam, which is shishim. The Perek Ishmini. First Mishnah says, klal godol amur b'shviyas. There's a big klal that was said, a general rule that was said about Kedushas Perek Shviyas, that's called hamiyuchod l'maychal odim. Any type of a food that has Kedusha Shviyas on it, let's say lachitim, like wheat, or figs, or grapes, that's miyuchod, set aside for a person to eat. So the locher is, ein oisim imenu melugma, liyodim. You're not allowed to make out of it a type of a seif that you want to put on a wound, even for a person. In other words, the Torah says, la'ochlo, you're supposed to eat the pear of Shviyas, and not to ruin it. So the question is, if it's miyuchod, if it's set aside to be eaten, if you do other type of enjoyments from it, it's also considered you're ruining it. Therefore, you're not allowed to make a melugma out of meichel adam, which is a seif that you want to put on top of a wound. And v'yein sarach lem, you don't have to say la behema, that you're not allowed to give the food of a man to an animal. That for sure is considered you're ruining the food. Then the Mishnah says, though, v'chol she'enu miyuchad l'maychal odom, food that true could be eaten by a person, but it's not set aside, it's not miyuchad only for a person to eat it, then the locher is, oisim imenu melugma liyodom. You're allowed to use this food then that has kedusha shvius on it and make a seif out of it to use to put on a person. Avolei l'behema, but you cannot make a seif out of it to put on a behema. In other words, since this food like could be eaten by an animal, so that you have a heter is only to feed it to the animal. The animal also has to eat it and not make a seif out of it for the animal. V'chol she'enu miyuchud loy l'maychal odom v'loy l'maychal behema. But let's say type of a food that's not set aside neither for an odom or neither for a behema. So then it depends for what purpose you take it. So choshev olov l'maychal odom, if when you take it into your house, you have in mind now you want to use this food for a person, olamaycha behema, and also you want to give it to an animal. So then we say noisnan olav chumra yodim. You have to give it to chumras, just to restrictions that it's meant for a person, and it could only be done for a person to eat. For chumra behema, it has restrictions of a behema also. In other words, that you're not allowed to make a lugma for an odim, or even when you feed it for an animal, you have to give it to him directly. You can't cook it up. You can't like ruin the food. If it's a derech for the animal to eat it raw, so by cooking it, you're ruining it, you're not allowed to cook it for the animal. Choshef olav liyetzim, let's say you took in this food for the purpose to use it for fuel, just to burn with it. So harehu keitzim, it has locha like food, like etzim, that does not have kedusha shviyas on it. And if you go in the case of this is, hasiyo v'yo'ezov v'ha karonis. These are three different types of ezov that grow wild, that if you take it in just for asoka, for burning it, it has a locha like eitzim. That eitzim do not have kedusha shvius. Because the matzias of eating food is that b'shash, you like eat it, destroy it, you eat it up, you like finish it up. Mashenkein wood, when you burn the wood, you first like destroy it, and the heat comes out first afterwards. That's called the hanok comes la'achas man b'yuron, so therefore it's not daim metu'achilo, it does not have kedusha shvius on wood. That's oimid lahasoka. Mishnah Beis. Shviyas nitno liyachilo ulishtiyo lasicha. Peiros shviyas, you're allowed to do with it what it's oimid for. You're allowed to eat it, if it's oimid to eat, to drink, if it's oimid to drink, and lasicha to rub it on your body. That means lecho, you're allowed to eat. Dover shadaka lecho, like food, like fruits, things that are oimid to eat, you're supposed to eat it. For losuch, dover shadaka losuch. You're allowed to rub on you something that's oimid to be sach, like a type of a shemen, type of an oil. Now, v'lo yosuch yayin v'chaymetz, you're not allowed to rub on you wine or like vinegar, because these things are not oimid for rubbing, they're meant for drinking. Avosochu es shemen, but oil you're allowed to rub on your body, because that's what oil is oimid for. V'chein betrumah v'maisesheni, the same things that Allah has lochas by trumah maisesheni,
what's oimed to eat, you're supposed to eat, and what's oimed to make sichur, you're allowed to make a sichur on it. Kal mehem shvius. Shvius has a little bit of a kula over truman maise sheni, shenitna lahadlokas haner, that you're allowed to use it for burning, for making a ner, a fire, a light out of it. That means peres shvius is a special heter that you're allowed to burn them for ner, for the or. And really, the Darshan, the Pasuk, it says, Tia kol tfos lechol, and the Sifro Darshins, Tia means aflat lokas haner. This is the kula by peres shvius that you don't find by meiser and by truma. Mishnah Gimel. A moichrin peres shvius, when you have, let's say, leftover fruits of shvius that you collected for yourself, and now it's left over, so we learned the Mishnah before, you're allowed to sell them. So when you go to sell them, you have to do it in a different manner. You're not allowed to sell it loy de midah, not with a measurement, loy de mishka, not with its weight, loy de minyan, not by number. In other words, only bo'im made, only an estimate. And therefore you'll make a little bit cheaper bezoil, so therefore you won't come to want to do business like to sell a lot of them, because you're not going to make too much profit. For loy tenim b'minyan, you're not allowed to sell tenim figs just by count, even though that's a little of a shinui, because that's not, but that's not enough of a shinui. You have to do more. Because usually you sell it by weight. Now if you want to sell it by a number, that's still not enough. For la yorok b'mishkal, you can't sell yorokish by weight. That's not enough of a shinui. It has to be done only by oimed, by estimate, and a little bit cheaper. Beishamai oimrim, Beishamai says, af loy agudish. You can't even sell them in bundles. Ubeisil oimrim, Beisil says, eshadarka legod babayis oidemoyse bashuk. If it's a derech to have these vegetables tied up in a bundle, even in your house, then you're allowed to take it out to the marketplace that way also. Because it's not nikur, doesn't look as if you're taking it to sell, because that's the way you keep it in your house also. Could go in a case like this is hakrishin, type of a beans, v'neitz hakolof, and this white type of a grass, white grass, neitz hakolof. Mishnah Dalit. If somebody tells a worker, hey lucho iser, like here's a dollar, here's money, take this iser, take this coin, and go to the fields and collect for me today, like on Shvius, collect for me vegetables, and you're allowed to take for yourself to eat. So the law here is that this money that the workman takes, he's allowed to keep. In other words, it's not called Dumei Shvius, because it's money for the work he did. It's not money for the payers of Shvius. But if he would tell the worker, lakat li boy yorek hayom, collect for me today, Yerokis, and then I'll pay you for it. So here we say, Schor Yosser, here the pay that you have, get received, has Kedusha Shvius on it. Because we consider as if I'm telling you, like, you go down and collect the vegetables, it's yours, and then I'll give you money to buy it off you. So when you buy Perish Shvius, that's the loss, that the money is nitfas in the Kedusha, that the money you have to use, the Kedusha Shvius. Lokach min anachtom kika bepunyin. You went down to a baker on Shemitah, on Shvius, and you bought off him a bread that cost a punyin. Now, and you tell him back that kishe'elkert yurokis sada oviloch, you should know that later when I go down to the field to collect vegetables, I'll collect some from you and I'll give it to you. So locher is mutter. Here we do not consider to say when you're buying the vegetables like you're paying for the bread, to say the bread should have kedusha Shvius. But rather we say they're like two separate presents. Right now the baker is giving you the bread for a present, so you're allowed to use it. And tomorrow you're going to give him back a present, you're going to give him back these yerokos, therefore it does not have kedusha Shvius. However, the Mishnah says, what about lokach mimenu stam? Let's say you bought this bread off the baker stam. In other words, on credit, you did not pay for it now. So the locher is then le yishalom le midmei Shvius. Later, when you go to pay, you're not allowed to pay up with money that has Kedusha Shvius on it. Why? You cannot pay back with the money of Shvius something you owe from something that you owe from before. Because it looks like a schar, it looks like you're doing business with this dom and with the money of Shemitah, of Shvius. Mishnah, a noisnin loy labayer. You're not allowed to give Dimei Shvius, money of Shvius, which means if you have the payers of Shvius that you sold them and you have money for it, so this money has Kedusha Shvius on it right now. So this money not allowed to give to a buyer, that's the person that digs wells, like for Loy Labalan, not to the one that takes care of the bathhouse, V'loy, you can't pay for a haircut. V'loy l'sapon, and you can't give it for a person that steers the ship. Because these things are not l'achila, so you're just using the money shvius, like not for dover achila, that's awesome. Even though the person is having some enjoyment from these things, but since it's not an achila, it's awesome. But you're allowed to give the money to a person that digs the wells if he'll give you water to drink. Act like you're paying money for the water, that's okay. But if you want to, you could just give him the money for a present, that's mutter. Like after the person gives you a haircut, now you say, no, I'll give you a present. I'll give you back money of the Mei Shrius, that's mutter. If you speak out clearly, I'm only giving to you for a present. Mishneh Vav. Te'enim shel shvius. If you have a te'enim, that's these figs that grew on shvius, is ein koitzen oisem b'muksa. When you go to cut them down, you can't cut them down with the muksa, with the regular knife, you cut it down. Avo koitzen oisem b'churba. You have to cut it down with a different type of a knife. You have to make a shinui in the type of malach is what you do with the pair of shvius. The same thing, ein dorchim anovim b'gas. You can't press the grapes of Shemitah in the gas, in the regular press. Avodarachu bareva, you can press them though in areva, that's in the pan that you need dough in. Abiyatishinu, then you're allowed to. V'yenoisin zeisin babad, you can't make olives. Babad, press them in its pressing place, babad, uvakoitif, which is a base of bad cotton. That's also awesome. Avokoitishu umachnis lebadida. Be allowed to crush them and bring them into a badida. This is a bigger shinu, or badida, that's a base bar that's very, very small. That's a shinu, here it's muta. We have Yishimen Oymer, Av Teichnu Bebeis Abad, and Machnes Badida. He holds you even allowed to crush it in the regular Beis Abad. Just later you have to bring it and store it in the badida, that's enough of a shimen, of a hecker, in the very, very small warehouse. Mishne Zayin, Ein Mevashlin Yorek Shel Shviyas B'Shemen Shel Truma. You're not allowed to cook up a vegetable of shvius in oil of truma. You should not make it to become posel. Because the loch is shemin truma. If it becomes tameh, you can't eat it anymore. So now this pair of shvius will become masa machila. You're not allowed to ruin the pair of shvius. However, Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon is not afraid of this and says no. Right now you're allowed to eat them. So therefore you're allowed to cook up these vegetables in shemin of Truma. Then the Mishnah continues on with the klal of pigeon of Peres Shvius, and that is the Acharoin Nispos Bashvius. The last thing you buy, that's what remains with the Kedusha Shvius, but the Hapri Atzmoi, the original fruit that grew on Shemitah, on Shvius, is also. That always remains also. In other words, the Kiddush of Shvius is like this. Let's say you have this apple that grew on Shvius. So that has Kedusha Shvius. If you sell it now to somebody, so the money you receive, the money also has Kedusha Shvius on it, but the original apple remains with its Kedusha Shvius. Now let's say with this money now, you buy a pear. You buy a pear from Chutz Loretz. So now the pear receives Kedusha Shvius on it, and the Kedusha goes off the money. Now if you exchange this pear, let's say for a banana, so then again the Kedusha goes off the pear onto the banana. That's called the Achron Nispos. The last thing that you're receiving, that's what keeps the Kedusha Shvius. But for a Priyatma, the original apple that we started out with, that also is also that always retains its Kedusha Shvius. It never goes off the Kedusha of the original Pri that was grown on Shemitah. Mishnechet. Ein Loichin Avodim. You're not allowed to buy with Paris, with the money of Shvius. You're not allowed to buy Avodim or the Karkoyis. Ground or behema tameya midmei shvius with the money of shvius, because in other words you're supposed to buy something that you're allowed to eat, something that's royal achilo l'shtiya, and not these things that are not edible. V'yim lokach, let's say you did buy with the mei shvius one of these things, and then the locher is yoichal kinegdon. Now yoichal kinegdon means you're supposed to eat food for the value of that money. Now let's say you bought an Eved for $100. Now you have to buy now with another $100 food and eat those food with Kedusha Shvius. Some of our shmurim did the knaf, that since you spent the money of shvius on something that's not edible, we make you now spend the value of that money on food and eat it with kedusha shvius.
Then the Mishnah says, Ein mevien kinei zovim, you cannot buy with this money of shvius a bird for a zov, or else the kinei zovas for a zovo, or else the kinei yoldos for later just gave birth mitmei shvius, from the money of shvius. Since out of these two birds, one of them is an oila that cannot be eaten, so again, since it's not an achila, you cannot buy it with the mei, or you're not supposed to buy it with the mei shvius. V'yim hevi, again, let's say you didn't listen, but you did buy your kanim from the mei shvius, is again, you have this knas of yoichal kenegdim, we tell you teach the value of it to buy food to eat it with kedusha shvius. Ein sochin kelim b'shemen shel shvius. If you have this oil of shvius, so true, we said before, you're allowed to rub yourself, but only rubbing a person, hanor sodom, and not just to rub kelim utensils with it. The imsach, again, if you ruined the shvius, that you just rubbed it onto kelim, then again we have the knas of yoichal kenegdoi. You're supposed to eat the value of it of food. And as used, how much that shemen was worth, and how much money buying out food needed with kedusha shvius. Mishnah Tes, or shesochoi b'shemen shel shvius. If you have skin leather that you rubbed it in with oil of shvius, so Rabbi Eliezer, Amir Rabbi Eliezer says, yidolik. Halacha is now you have to burn it. You have to burn up this leather that has the shemen in it. The Chum say, no, we don't make such a gzera, but rather we say, yoichal kenegdoi. It's enough that shemen was worth $5. Buy now $5 worth of food and eat it with kedusha shvius. Omru lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they said in front of Rabbi Kiva, that oimer hoyu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer used to say, or sheshochu b'shemen shel shvius, if you have this skin that was rubbed in with shemen shel shvius, is yidolek. That's the halacha like we had before. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're supposed to burn it. Or malachem, they said back to him, shtoiku, keep quiet. Or malachem, they did not tell over, masher Rabbi Eliezer oimaboy. What Rabbi Eliezer said about this. In other words, Rabbi Akiva, he was the real Talmud from Rabbi Eliezer. So when the Chum said over to Rabbi Kiva what Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Kiva said, be quiet, because you do not understand what my brother Rabbi Eliezer said. And in the Yerushalmi, there are two sheets exactly what did Rabbi Eliezer hold. One sheet is he was much more machmir, and the second sheet is no, Rabbi Eliezer himself was meiko to say that the kelim is mutter, the shemen shel shvius. Then Mishnah Yud, the Yod Omru Lufanov, again the Chum said in front of Rabbi Kiva, that I'm a hoyer Rabbi Eliezer. We heard that your Rabbi Eliezer used to say, "Hoycho pas kusim." If somebody eats bread that a kusi made, this is a shaila if it means kusim that were geri emes, they were real Jews, they were mezgayer. However, the chum, the rabbonim, gave him a din like a goy. So kusim eat like goyish bread is koycho b'sach hazir. It's namish like he eating the meat of a chazir. On Mulehem again, Rabbi Kiva sat back and said, "No, shtoiko, keep quiet." That le'om alechem masha Rabbi Eliezer I'm a boy. I cannot tell you over what really Rabbi Eliezer holds. Now some learned the pshat here before that Rabbi Eliezer his shita was that the kusim aksidid geri aroya saying. In other words, they're not real good geris. So therefore, it has a loch like eating goyisha bread, and therefore sidid like eating boser chazir. However, again Rabbi Kiva said back that I can't explain to you, I can't tell you exactly what Rabbi Eliezer holds about this. And some say again that Rabbi Eliezer really was making in this. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Merchatz, if you have this bathhouse, Shehuska betevene bekash, that you heated it up by burning straw, shel shvius, that was grown on shvius, the locher is mutter lirchatz bo. Now that it was already done, you're allowed to have enjoyment and wash yourself in this hot water. Even though lechatchila you were not supposed to do this, because straw is like a maichel behema. So it has kedusha shvius on it. Therefore, you are not supposed to stand use it for heat, but rather you're supposed to feed it to an animal. However, we hold that if you already did it, lochra the smuta lirchatz bo. However, the Mishnah says, v'yimischashivu, if you're an adam choshev, that other people will learn from you if you do something, then the lochra is hareze lo yirchatz, that you should not wash, you should not use this bethouse. In other words, people should not come to learn out from you that lechatchila. You're allowed to use this straw that was grown on shvius, that people say you're allowed to use it the way you did, to use it for fuel, which really you're not allowed to. Therefore, if you're not in choshev, you should not use it, in order that people should not learn how to do it.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next parak in the next tape.